Because they're being shamed, whether you and I shame them or not. They're shaming themselves.
Yeah.
And they need to understand that that's not the way they need to think. I read something that said, if we think wrong, we believe wrong, and if we believe wrong, we act wrong. And it was my wrong thinking that led to wrong believing, that led to wrong actions regarding my son's addiction. So what I'm trying to do is just change the whole way that we think about this. Someone wrote that regarding the power of words, we can see something that we like, that we want in our lives, that we find beauty in, that we cherish, and we can call it a flower. We can see the exact same thing that we wish to eradicate from our lives, and we can call it a weed. So when I hear people throwing out crackhead, junkie, meth head, I try to phrase that, if someone had diabetes and they were about to lose their limbs, would you be talking so derogatorily about them? If a child had cancer, would you be talking so derogatorily about that? It is a disease. It deserves the respect of any other disease. And what I also try to tell people, and I know I'm giving you way too much stuff. I know you put it together. But what I try to remind people in recovery that is so easy for all of us to forget is that there are examples of success recovery around us every day, all the time, where we live, where we work, where we play. Only after I began going out and talking to groups, to civic groups and church groups and so forth, after every single one of those meetings, someone comes up to me, and it may be a lawyer, it may be someone who manages your child's lunchroom at school, and they quietly tell me, I've been in recovery for 18 years, or I was an alcoholic and I haven't had a drink in 20 years. The people live all around us that are living productive, successful, happy lives, contributing to the community, that were addicts at one point. So I want to get the message out that while we're hearing about the deaths, we're hearing about these numbers and statistics, the hopeful thing is that if you look around you, you will not look far before you see someone who has overcome those odds. Work to defy the odds. In fact, I'm going to leave with you a card from one of the ladies on this task force. She has been collecting these stories of success. And what I tell the people in recovery, most of them saw my son's billboard. That's a picture of myself and Jeff on a billboard. I drove around after his death with his photograph in my car, and I looked at it, and one day I got so angry, I says, I'd like to put this up on a billboard so the whole community could see that this was a good kid. It's like Emmett Till's mother. When the body was pulled out of the river after he was brutally killed, she left an open casket because she wanted the world to see the ugliness of and the unfairness and the injustice of this. By the end of the day, I had gone to Lamar Outdoor Advertising, showed my friend there, Norm Beasley, the photograph, and said, what would it take to make a billboard out of this with a positive message? And he says, we'll make it happen. And it happened. So what I tell people in recovery, I said, you know, you saw my son's billboard. I want to see your face on a billboard. I want to see you as the example of recovery. Even if it's simply, I got my job back at the City Barn, or I am a teacher again in a public school, or I am your dentist that you come and trust with medications and sharp instruments, and I'm in recovery. That's what I want to be able to put up, so that those that are struggling every day see there is a way out. Because of the stigma that we continue to put on this, even those who have reached success don't feel comfortable talking about it.
I think, you know, they're always telling me to find another angle. I think I'm done with there's 150 people killed this year.